This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for singer-songwriter John Enghauser and his new release, Reality. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by.
Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter John Enghauser and his brand new release, Reality. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding his new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD Reality, here is John Enghauser with Black Dress.
Thank you. get past you, but I only stare. I stroke back the locks of the hair that you wear, but none of my methods are into my dare.
Magnus, you don't.
From his CD Reality, that was John Enghauser with Black Dress. Check out John at www.johnenghauser.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Great to hear this new CD, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And how are you feeling about this one? How do you feel it's different from the previous release?
It's different in a few ways. And I think the production, well, I know the production is definitely different. You know, I kind of wanted to go for more of an analog, organic thing last time, and this time I wanted to give it just kind of a more crisp, fresh feel, a little bit more modern. I had someone different do the final mix production on it. Thor Leway, who is, you know, arguably one of the best, if not the best, mix guys in all of Los Angeles. So I was really lucky to be friends with him and to be able to pull him away from some other things he was doing in order to do this mix. And so, unbelievably talented guy. So I was blown away with the work that he did. So we worked real hard at getting this mixed this way, and in terms of the music, you know, it's just kind of a little different by way of I'm a little different place in my life now than I was 3 years ago. I think it's catchy. Some people have been getting back to me saying, you know, we like it better, it's a little catchier than the last one, but then again, there were some real fans of the last one too. So I performed most of the instrumentation here again, all of the vocals, although the biggest difference was I did not play bass. I had my friend Eric Holden, who's a rock star bassist who was off tour and was able to help me out there. So we really upgraded on bass, and then I also included a horn section, the Rembrandt horns, on several of the tracks, which is definitely a differentiator from the prior album.
I see. And so the shift from analog to more clean precision, was that more to do with timing, or was it, you know, Was there something that caught your ear that made you want to go for a cleaner sound?
I just wanted something different than last time, do something new. I love that warmth of the, you know, the analog sound, right? But I thought it would be fun to do something that was a little bit more 2013.
I see. And has the songwriting process changed for you at all, or is it pretty much the same as the last time?
It's pretty much the same. I'd say the biggest difference this time is I wasn't going through a hard breakup. So, you know, it was funny. Not funny at the time, certainly, but I was going through something, and you get a lot of inspiration when you're going through some anguish, and this time it was, you know, I was in a different place, and so I think the songwriting process, though, in itself wasn't much different. I mainly write from guitar. I like to sit down, pick up the acoustic, and I come up with some ideas, and then I sort of take things from there. So, I would say that, and I'm always, you know, it's nice now about these smartphones, the iPhone, it's got a recording device on it, so if I've ever got an idea, I don't have to lose it or, you know, rush home or, gosh, wish I had that tape recorder that I can just sort of, I'll hum little ideas. I'll even come up with a drum line or a bass line or a guitar line, what have you, and hum it into the recording device so I don't lose it. And it's probably something that no one else would understand. I guess it's sort of chicken scratch in an audio sense, and only I can understand it. So I listen back and go, "Oh, I know what I meant when I was reminding myself of this cool little lick that I'm going to add to this song." So that's another thing that that I've been doing.
Well, when you're working on an album and you're tracking it and then putting it all together, I mean, it's one that you already have your idea about what it is and how it sounds, but have there been any reactions to it so far that you didn't see coming or didn't expect?
No. Other than I was anxious to hear what some people who were big fans of the last one would think of it, because it is different. And I thought, are a lot of the elements of Lost in the Pages that they enjoyed that maybe aren't represented in this particular piece, album, were not, would they then be disappointed? And the answer is no. I think people have been receptive. They've liked it. And in some cases have liked it better. And this is also, for instance, the Los Angeles Music Awards that I was awarded for Lost in the Pages. I submitted this to Los Angeles Music Awards, and they really loved it. So I guess we haven't lost any momentum there.
Visit John at www.johnenghauser.com. From his CD Reality, here is John Enghauser once again with Keep Your Jacket On. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Chrome Molly, and their latest single, Free Me. Hailing from Detroit Rock City, Chrome Molly kicks out the mother effing jams and parties like it's 1989 all over again. Big drums, big guitars, and a big rock and roll sound is what you get, along with more bang for the 99 cents that you're gonna spend downloading their latest single, Free Me. Free Me, the new single from Chrome Molly, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Chrome Molly at ReverbNation.com/ChromeMollyRocks.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter John Enghauser and his new release, Reality. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And when I spoke with you the last time, as you stated earlier, you know, the songs were inspired by a breakup. So, what inspired these songs?
It's always different. Every song's different. So much of every song has its own identity, and you know, that's something you'll definitely hear when you listen to this album. And I think in the last album too, you go from one song to the next and everyone's so different, so it's hard to say. I can't pinpoint one thing that inspired the whole thing, but I would get just ideas that pop into my head out of nowhere, and I think, wow, that's, I really like that, and I'll pick up an instrument and start riffing on it, trying to find it, trying to get it. And a lot of times it's just what can inspire me is just me noodling and, whoa, that's cool. Whoa, and then it just sort of builds on itself, and just the process, the creative process itself becomes inspiring. It's sort of inspiring within itself, like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And next thing you know, you've got a song written, and you go, how did, and I often say to myself, I don't know how I did that. I mean, one song on the album is the fourth track called Tears of Yesterday, and I still listen to that song, and I go, I don't know how I figured that out. I mean, I absolutely love the chord progression, and off the top of my head right now, I don't think I could tell you a single chord. It's a lot of open string voicings that, and I do a lot of this, so it's not as if I'm sitting down and thinking music theory. Oh, okay, so this, I start with this chord, let's go to the four, and then this resolves to this, etc. It's more, wow, let me play around with this, and then I got an idea in my head, and I'll kind of move things around. Okay, there, that's what I'm looking for. And I actually, with that song too, I experimented with the drop D tuning. I've never done drop D, and it's really cool when you when you experiment with different tunings, as I've discovered, which I hadn't really done much of in the past. And I know that a lot of real accomplished guitarists do it quite often. and the Stones, I think, played open G. It was all in a lot of their tunes, but it really does open up new things, because certain you can literally just play a bar chord with a different tuning and get a completely different sound and go, wow, that's amazing, and then it just opens up all sorts of new possibilities.
And how are live shows going for you at the moment?
I'm actually not even, I'm not performing the album. I'm right now working on promoting it, and I will be putting a band together. So I've recently relocated from San Francisco to New York.
Oh, okay.
And so I've got a new network of musicians that I'm collectively putting together, and will eventually get it out there and start performing. And so it's a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a starting over process, because I don't have, my core group of musicians to work with that I once did. And it's a challenge, but it's fun. And I tell you, the talent crop here in New York is absolutely fantastic. So there's no shortage of great musicians to play with, and it's always fun to meet new musicians and experience new things, and helps you grow as an artist.
What inspired the move from west to east?
A few things. It was, I have another career in digital media, so there was an opportunity here. I figure, my music goes wherever I go. That business is a mobile business, right? So I don't have to be in one place or the other. I don't mind trying new things and experiencing new things, and I think it just helps me grow as a person and as an artist, and it's been a good move for me career-wise as well.
And what's next for you musically after the release of this CD?
Well, I'm working hard on getting the music placed in film commercials. I had a little bit of success with that with Lost in the Pages. So the name of this album, which I don't think we've mentioned, is called Reality. And
right.
I'm working on getting Reality placed in different media environments. We just released it, so we're just getting started. So the possibilities are endless. And starting with talking to you, Brian.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
I hope I can touch people in some ways with my music that they haven't experienced in the past. If I can get someone, and it would be really neat if some youth listens and says, and thinks to themselves, I've never really heard anything like this. This is inspiring. And and also can take away some of the things I was feeling and thinking during the writing of the lyrics. And, the lyrics are certainly, songwriting comes easily to me. The lyric writing is harder. I'm hard on myself in terms of writing the lyrics. I take it pretty seriously. And, but I am very proud of the results once I'm able to complete a song and the lyric. And some are more simplistic than others, but it's fun to take a certain concept and tell a story. And I think that there are definitely some interesting messages that I'm trying to convey to people through these songs.
Visit John at www.johnenghauser.com. From his CD Reality, here is John Enghauser once again with Tears of Yesterday.
Clouds again, that sound again. Your confessions in the wind, and your spirit looks down from the heavens, wishing you knew then what you know now, and that all you have left for your children is the rain. And those tears of yesterday are falling down. Oh. I wonder what day it was when you stood here, when you breathed it. And if you ever thought of your children and their future, and we're hearing the crash of your thunder, and tomorrow is the new today, and the only thing coming from heaven the rain. And those tears of yesterday are falling down.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to John Enghauser for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.